Okay, next question. If you could go back in time and reverse the results of any past city council vote, what would it be and why? This time we're going to start with Jeff, and then Kyle, and then Stacy, and then we'll end up with Barbara.
Thank you. I've had one vote recently that I would probably reverse, and it was about roads. We're trying to incentivize UDOT to run a road through the southern part of the city in a specific route. The problem with that is there's some farm agricultural protected zones that we can't go through for 20 to 30 years. And as I've thought about it more and more, I'm not sure, unless UDOT's at the table, unless we can get them to be there and say, yes, we're going to do this. If they're not willing to do that, then I'm not willing to hold up our citizens' ability to develop their property however they want to develop it. So that's one thing that I'd probably reverse.
I'm going to talk about just a couple real quick. I made a stance on this on Facebook. I believe that the city made a poor choice in the affirmative of in supporting this road. So the road that Jeff's referring to, I would have voted nay on that. The city council at the time voted yes, but it's good to hear that Jeff said he maybe would regret that. The vote that the city council made on maybe pressurized irrigation, I think they should have maybe done a little bit more research, maybe talked with another few other entities, such as our neighboring community, Ormond Provo. I was in during the course of my Master's of Public Administration program that I learned more about that pressurized irrigation and maybe the cost of it, and you know how it, maybe now it's not always financially viable for a city to be doing that when it's not absolutely urgent. And it was not absolutely urgent. So probably that pressurized irrigation, probably the road that recently was voted on by the city council. And then one I would say that I was in support of would be actually the Meadows. A lot of people say, well, why are you giving all these people money down there at the Meadows? I think that was a great choice that the city made in the Meadows development 15 years ago.
The 60 seconds is so short. Okay, one of the things that I was thinking about that maybe I didn't agree with completely was just recently the city council approved a plat for a plat in the Meadows for some apartments. And this planning commission actually, they had recommended that they don't approve the plat. But the reason that they recommended that was because it was an apartment complex on one side of the street with the parking lot on the other side of the street. And maybe there's some things that I don't know about this, but from what I've been able to tell with talking to the planning commission and a couple of city council members, I don't see a concrete reason why they should have approved it. Because the planning commission was very concerned about the safety issue of having a parking lot across a busy street from an apartment complex. And it's very unusual to have that done. So I was gonna pick out one thing, and that one comes to mind because I've seen it recently, that would probably be the one. And, okay.
Although I agree with you, Stacy, I definitely see where you're coming from when it comes to the public safety issue. That was a very, very hotly contested item there on the city council budget. I mean, the city council agenda about those apartments there. I actually would have probably voted in the support of that. It's Woodbury's property. It's Woodbury's development. I do understand the public safety issue about how there's an apartment, then there's actually parking across the street. But I'm actually a huge supporter of property rights. It's Woodbury's property. It was zoned commercial. They want to make it residential. I'm actually in support of that. But I do understand your concern there.
All right. Would you like to rebuttal?
Well, I'm a little bit confused. So shouldn't she have been able to give her response first?
Yes.
Before we rebuttal?
Correct. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and have Barbara finish, and then we'll go ahead and do a rebuttal for everybody. Kyle's already given his. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. How many people are old? Anyway, we'll take back in time the question that I would have that the city council approved, and at the time I was in favor of, was purchasing or creating the broadband. At the time, it was a great idea. It was having a public utility, and everybody needs broadband now. Everybody has it one way or another. I can't say everybody, but most everybody does. But the problem was that right after the American Fork City purchased this and created it, they changed the rules and said that a community could not promote it. So we had to rely on others, you know, companies to do the promotion, and it did not become the money maker. It became kind of an albatross, but the city's doing well taking care of it now.
Thank you. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and rebuttal. Stacy, would you like to say anything?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, of course I believe in property rights and the ability to do what you want to do with your property, but within the construct of the processes we have set up with our city. So it has to go through the Planning Commission, it has to go through these certain things. And the city, as the City Council and the Planning Commission, they have to make sure that everything is reasonable and that it works well. It's not only what the property owner wants, otherwise you would see a vastly different city. And I just wanted to point out before I have the last second is that vote that you guys were talking about, they weren't voting on a road.
Just a few minutes on Planning Commission versus City Council. I love our Planning Commission. They work hard for nothing. Seriously, other than just the sheer joy of serving the city. You can't always agree with your Planning Commission. 99% of the time we do, but as a City Councilman, you have to act independently. And sometimes you need to override a City Council or a Planning Commission or any other commission's recommendations. Majority of the time we follow right along because they do a great job and we love them. But occasionally you have to make a decision contrary to your board.
In this particular case, regarding that parking lot and things, the plan that was approved was better than the one that was initially turned down. There was more safety in that case. But I don't know if I would have agreed with it completely or not, but I think the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the community should be at least equal to the property rights of an individual or a corporation.
Thank you. Okay, by the way, just to let you know, these questions were from people that have come in and the audience. So